Chapter 9. Under Pressure. The next morning, Layla took her little gummy worm arms to the tech room before the start of class. Mr. Gilvary was already there, in another room. This was the tech room with the big machines, and it was for the older children at the school. Mr. Gilvary was talking to Peter Cox and the four other boys in his team. Layla only knew one of the boys, Matty, who was in her class. All the other boys were older. They were looking at a large robot on the bench in front of them. It was wonderful. It looked humanoid and was as big as a small child. It had a screen for its head. Its body and legs were made of metal, and it had wheels for its feet. But the robot's arms were not finished, and it did not have any hands. Layla could see some different hands on the bench next to it.
"Good to see you, Layla," said Mr. Gilvary. "These boys are trying to find an answer to their final problem with this robot. How is your design?"
Layla hid her little gummy arms behind her back. She was worried about Peter's robot. "How can I win against something like that?" she thought. "Could you help me to do a test, Mr. Gilvary?" she asked. Mr. Gilvary turned to look at the boys.
"Are you boys okay?"
Matty looked up and nodded.
"Okay, Layla," said Mr. Gilvary. "Let's see what we can do."
They went into the other room, which was for the students of Layla's age. "I want to see if my arms can be actuated," she told Mr. Gilvary. She put her five gummy arms on the table. They looked very small after seeing Peter's huge humanoid robot. Mr. Gilvary's red beard touched the top of the workbench as he looked closely at Layla's gummy arms.
"So these are edible, are they?"
he asked, picking one up. Suddenly, he put it in his mouth and ate it. "Mr. Gilvary!" Layla was shocked. This was not part of the plan. She wanted to actuate them, not eat them. Now she only had four arms left.
"But you wanted to test them, didn't you? And they must be edible. So I'm testing if they're edible first."
Mr. Gilvary looked at Layla's shocked face and smiled.
"They're nice."
He laughed, touching his belly a few times.
"Now, let's test if they actuate."
He went to the air hose and turned on the pump. He brought the hose to the bench, ready to test the gummy arms.
"Layla, please stand by the air hose and tell me the number that's on the pressure gauge. We may have to test some different pressures for the actuator to move the robot's arms. After you check the pressure number, press the big green button with air on it. When you do this, the right amount of pressure will travel through the hose and into the little gummy arms that you've got here."
"Okay," Layla said, looking at the gauge. "I think we're at about 80 psi.
"Good," said Mr. Gilvary.
He put one of the arms onto the air hose. It was straight and about the size of his finger.
"Turn it on."
Layla pressed the green button. The pump made a strange sound. Knock, knock, knock.
"Don't worry," Mr. Gilvary said. "That's what it should sound like."
As he talked, the gummy arm started to look like the letter C, slowly at first, and then faster and faster. Then, suddenly, bang! The gummy arm exploded. Bits of red and green gummy arm went everywhere. Mr. Gilvary picked some out of his beard and put it in his mouth.
80 is a little too much, he said. Let's try with another arm. I hope that we have enough to test and get it right.
They tried 50 psi and 25 psi, but the same thing happened each time. With the final one, Mr. Gilvary said,
Let's try with a much, much smaller number. Let's start with 1 psi, and then we can slowly make the pressure higher to see what works.
The arm only moved a little with 1 psi and 2 psi, but with 3 psi, the arm made a C and then stopped.
It worked, Layla said, jumping up and down.
Well done, said Mr. Gilvary. Now, you have to put these arms on the robot body that you have, and then you're ready. I've sent you an email with information about everything that you have to do for the competition on Monday.
Layla nodded, but she was not really listening. Layla spent the weekend making a bear shape out of squares of black licorice sweets. She did not use her phone that weekend. It's because of shutdown mode, she told herself. But she also knew that she did not want to see photos of Baz's party. Dina came to Layla's house to help her. They built a complete family of Huggy Bears. Layla was very happy with them. After cleaning the kitchen, she put all the Huggy Bears in the fridge, then went to bed. Tomorrow was a big day.